You have arrived at the cross. Jesus said, if anyone wishes to come after me, they must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. These mirrors reflect the perspective of Jesus. Did you know that he thought about you from the cross? The Bible tells us while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So since he died for us, we know he thought of us on the cross, and still does today. To understand his perspective, look no further than his words written on these mirrors. His thoughts were and are always pure, eternal, and accurate. And unlike our perspectives, Satan or others cannot distort the thoughts of Jesus. You can take comfort in this truth. In terms of historical accuracy, Jesus' words lined up 100% with what was written in Scripture many years before his birth. The words of the Father were spoken and fulfilled by the Son. Before you exit, find a place, sit if you'd like, and pray and reflect on the day. We'll give you a few moments to find a place to reflect. Then the audio will continue and guide you with a few more questions to conclude your experience today. Reflect back on the eyewitnesses you observed tonight. Imagine what Jesus would say to each one. Perhaps he'd tell his disciples not to be afraid. He'd probably tell Pilate to choose truth and righteousness in time of pressure. Maybe he'd tell Simon about the divine reward for sharing in Christ's suffering. Surely he'd tell his beloved Mother Mary to take comfort in their reunion in heaven. What about you? What is Jesus telling you right now? What would Jesus say about your perspective of yourself, others, and most importantly, him? Does Satan succeed in making you feel guilty or bad about yourself, even though Jesus loves you unconditionally and is not based on your performance? Do you make decisions based on the promise of eternity in heaven or the uncertainties of temporary life on earth? As you meditate on these words and your perspective, we encourage you to invite the love of Christ to fill any broken spaces in your life. And lastly, be encouraged. Jesus took on your sins on the cross so that you would die to sin and live for good. For by his wounds, you are healed. After you have finished reflecting on your time this Good Friday, please exit quietly.